This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. North Korea has showcased previously unseen intercontinental ballistic missiles at an unprecedented pre-dawn military parade Saturday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Analysts said the missile would be one of the largest rogue mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles in the world if it becomes operational. The deputy director of the Open Nuclear Network called the missile a monster. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, made an appearance in the state's TV broadcast as the clock struck midnight, marking the 75th anniversary of the founding of its ruling Workers' Party. South Korean officials said this week that Kim could use the event as a low-intensity show of power ahead of the US presidential election on November 3rd, as denuclearization talks with Washington have stalled. A senior US administration official on Saturday called North Korea's display, quote, disappointing, and called on the government to negotiate to achieve a complete denuclearization.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Police in a far eastern Russian city detained several dozen protesters on Saturday, the first such crackdown since rallies against the arrest of the provincial governor started 3 months ago. Khabarovsk Governor Sergei Fergal was arrested on July 9th on suspicion of involvement in murders and taken to jail in Moscow. He denies the charges. On Saturday, police didn't intervene when thousands of protesters marched across the city. However, later they detained about 30 demonstrators when they set up tents on the city's central square. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.